You may title it, "Have You Lost the Wonder?" Have you lost the wonder? I can use a substitute, another word. Have you lost the excitement? It happens in marriage. It happens when we get a new job. And the excitement that is there when that new job is obtained, the excitement that is there when marriage is being planned, it also happens when we have purchased a new piece of attire, a new piece of clothing. The excitement that comes with that for a while. But after time, we permit the excitement and the wonder to drift and wane. You know, we talk about the honeymoon period is over. So the nice relationship that the husband and wife previously had, after a few weeks or a few months, that is gone. May I just drop by here and say that there are marriages where the wife and husband are sensible and thoughtful enough to make sure that some of that excitement remain in their relationship. That's right. But it takes thoughtfulness and some effort. It happened with a great many or majority of people that very soon after we have gotten something, are blessed with something, that the excitement that it comes with, that we permit that excitement to drift away from us. It is felt that and said that it is a sign of human immaturity. It is also where our love for newness, novelty, that when the thing is new, when the thing is novel, when we just get it, all the excitement is there. Now remember, the product sometimes remains the same. It is we who change. That's right. That suit, that pants, that dress, that fit you so much, and it doesn't fit you less after you have worn it 10 times or 50 times, it still fit you. But you just feel that that new one fit you better, and a lot of time it does not. Truly. But we are excited over newness. Listen, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let us hear it. I'm not going to, hopefully I don't comment much on it up front, but later in the lesson. Let us just hear that passage.
I charge thee. Therefore, before God.
Before God.
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
And before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Who shall judge the quick and the dead.
He will judge the living and the dead. The word quick there means the living and the dead. Read.
At his appearing and his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the word.
Now that's his main point there, you know, about the young preacher preaching. But he didn't just say preach. Notice. He specified what should be preached. Preach the word.
Be instant in season.
The word instant there carried the idea of urgent. Urgency. Be urgent.
In season.
In season.
Out of season.
And out of season. What does that mean, Brother Mitchell? When men and women are responding to it favorably, preach it. But remember, it's the word. When men and women are not responding favorably, preach the word, same way. Read on.
Reprove.
Reprove.
Rebuke.
Rebuke.
Exhort.
Exhort.
With all long-suffering and doctrine.
Yes, it will come with some discouraging moment. But preach it, same way. Read on.
For the time will come.
Wait. Timothy, this challenge I'm giving you is as a result of what I'm now saying. Is that verse 3 now?
Yes.
What I'm saying in verse 3, you see, Timothy, there is a time coming, and if it has not yet reached you, it will be coming. When the pure gospel of Jesus Christ will not be welcome. All what Paul has said in verse 1 and 2, and what he'll be saying in verse 4, is tied to what is being said in verse 3. Start verse 3 again.
For the time will come.
The time will come.
When they will not endure sound doctrine.
Sound doctrine. That is pure teaching. The pure gospel. The pure word of God without human admixture. The gospel of Jesus Christ without it being dressed up. Without it being diminished, cut off what we don't like, and add what we like. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
But after their own lusts.
After their own likeness, after their own desire, after their own lust, after their own fancy.
Shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables.
The word itching here, as used here, a verb, well, little from this, I'll comment more on that. But it relates to our excitement for newness. That's the idea behind the original Greek word translated itching. But as I've said, I'll be commenting on that. What verse are you?
Verse 4.
Complete.
And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables.
Did you hear that? they will turn away their ears from the truth. You see, what God wants us to preach is the truth. And that is the truth of the gospel. And that is whether men and women are responding to it favorably or not. We are to preach it. You know why? It is that word that the Almighty God is going to use to save the obedient and to condemn the disobedient. So we must not at any time want to diminish the gospel. What was your title again, Brother Mitchell? Have you lost the wonder or the excitement? That is excited about, you can't wait for Sunday to come to turn out to worship. You can't wait for the 9:30 or the 10:30 to come to be in worship. You can't wait to participate in the singing and in listening to God's word to learn something more and to participate in all the acts we engage in to glorify God. But then after a little while, that excitement diminishes. As I use things like a job, our attire, clothing, and whatever else to illustrate, what must be kept in mind, as I've stated, that in most cases, nothing has gone from that job. The same job that you so dislike now. Nothing is the same job you got 6 months or a year ago when you were so excited. You can't wait when morning comes to fix up yourself and turn out to work. Oy. The new piece of clothing is the same thing. The one you have been wearing and was excited about it, nothing has gone from it. The person you married, it's the same person. In so many cases, the changes in disposition, being nice, being kind, in many cases, it is you who have changed. It is human immaturity and getting used to that sometime become our problem. The happiest, the most stable marriages, the most fulfilled and contented people in marriage, in the job, in closing, are those who see to it that some of the excitement remains. You can always be excited about the job, even though it has its challenges. If you are reminded, remind yourself. Sometimes you don't need anybody. Remind yourself that, yes, it is a job that's helping to pay the rent. It is the same little salary that I get that helped to put food on the table. And just remind yourself of some of the things, the return that comes from that job. You start telling all the bad things about the job. Wait, sometimes there are bad things about the job. But if you remind yourself of some of the good things that come from it, you won't be so discouraged in turning out to work. Are we all here? The business of getting used to is sometimes our great problem. Look at what the Holy Spirit said to John in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, I think I want verse 4 and 5. Let us hear it. Revelation, chapter 2, verse 4 and 5.
Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee.
Wait, you know, I should have asked you to pick me up at around verse 3, but oh Lord, because I think in verse 3 there were some praises or whatever. Let me hear verse 3, brother.
And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless.
Wait. It's some praises being given there in verse 3. But this congregation of the Church of Christ in Asia, that nevertheless, Christ is saying, you know, I have a problem with you anyway. Let us hear what comes after the nevertheless.
I have somewhat against thee.
Uh-huh.
Because thou hast left thy first love.
Your what?
Thy first love.
That's a lot of holy passage. That's what happens sometimes with that job. The excitement that we had at first, that piece of attire clothing, that marriage to that wife or husband. We have left our first love. Listen to the instruction in the following words. Read on.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen.
That means they are drifted. Remember the title of the lesson, have you lost the wonder? That is the excitement you felt about Jesus Christ, Christianity, and the truth when you became a Christian. Is it a year ago? Is it 2 years ago? Is it 5 years ago? Is it 10 years ago? What has changed? Be careful that you do not put the change at the wrong place. Here Jesus Christ was saying to this congregation, you have lost your first love. You permit the wonder to be gone from you. Read, brother.
Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen and repent and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place.
You don't want God to remove your candlestick. Brothers and sisters, you know, the story is told about Gypsy Smith. In his time, he was considered by many to be one of the great speakers. Then, when he was being taught to learn to sing from the diaphragm, from inside his belly, he was not the teacher was not successful. But afterward, he said, I don't want to sing from my diaphragm. I want to sing from my heart. That is, I want to feel what I sing. When up in age, he was asked about his freshness in his lesson that he speak, his freshness and his vigor. Way up in age, people want to know how he kept so fresh. You listen to him and you learn something. His response was, I have never lost the wonder. That was what he attributed his success to. Why he remained fresh, exciting, is that he himself was excited about what he speaks on. He never lost the wonder. In following Jesus Christ, we should never lose the wonder. You know why? Jesus Christ has not changed. Christianity has not changed. And you know what? Your need for Christ and what he offers has not changed. Gypsy Sinnet, I have never lost the wonder. That is, I am always excited about the subject that I speak on. We must not lose the wonder either. This is why children are so excited about so many things. Because you see, children have not been around long enough to get used to anything. So they are excited about things, much more so than adults. Because we easy to lose the wonder. Not all, but so many Christians, after they have followed Jesus Christ for a little while, it's like they want something new. And this is why men and women who claim they are preaching God's word, they seek to come up with new addition to the gospel daily. As I've often said, that so many worship today is literal entertainment. And a lot of time, the person who is offering that lesson or whatever does not ever take a second consideration that what I am doing is trying to entertain the people instead of delivering God's word. And I'll be getting down now to the point of that word that was used in 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I think it was verse 3. Let me hear verse 3.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, mm-hmm. but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, mm-hmm. having itching ears.
Itching. Itching ears. Let me comment on that a little. Let us hear verse 3 again.
For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine.
They will not stand for the pure word of God being taught. Now, he was not asking Timothy if this will happen. It's the Holy Spirit placed in Paul to tell Paul what will happen in the Lord's church as time unfolds. That's a fact. As the future unfolds, Christians will more and more, did you say Christian, Brother Michel? Yes! Will more and more despise and hate the pure doctrine of Jesus Christ taught by the apostles. That's what he's dealing with here. They will prefer their own doctrine, their own philosophies, and their own ideas. Then that verse, but having itching ears. As I've said, in the original Greek word, in its active voice, as we say in English, you have the active voice and you have the passive voice. The active voice, when the grammarians speak about the active voice, is when you are the person doing the thing. But when the thing is done to you, it is the passive voice. But when you or I do the thing, it is stated in the active voice. But what we have here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, that's verse 3 now. In verse 3, it is in the passive voice. And in the active voice, the verb means itching. Or to tickle. And here's the idea, is when you have a pet, and the pet like cat, when they come and you start to play behind the ears. That's the exact word used here. When you play with your cat or your dog, you let them feel good. And what Paul, what the Holy Spirit is saying, that men and women not going to want to hear the truth. They're going to be like your pet. They're going to want to be tickled. The Bible uses the word itching, ears. And that is, it is for this reason they will heap to themselves teachers. Because wherever they can get the tickling, that's where they will run to. That's exactly what the passage is teaching. And he's not saying if this will come. Paul is telling the young preacher, this is why you are to do what I'm telling you to do up there in verse 2. Preach the word. Deal with it in an urgent way when people are responding and when people are not responding to it. Because there's a time coming when they will walk away from the truth. They will heap to themselves teachers because they are looking for somebody to tickle them. They will have that irritating desire. Men and women in the church will have a strong desire for novelties. Did I say novelties? Yes. For newness. Did I say newness? Yes. for stimulating doctrine rather than the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. What do you look for in Christ, in Christianity, in the church? Have you lost the wonder and the excitement for the truth, knowing that it is the truth that's going to help us to stand, justify, cleanse, and it is the truth that's going to condemn us? One man said, talking about preacher not losing the wonder, the excitement, and the respect that he has in doing God's job. A great preacher said, a preacher should have the mind of a scholar. He should have the heart of a child, and he should have the hide, that is the skin of a rhinoceros. And that is how to toughen his hide without hardening his heart. Christians do have the wonder. What is that? Jesus Christ and the gospel. We have the word. We have the promise of Christ. We have the worship. Yet, we have lost, some of us at least, have lost the wonder. We have become childish instead of childlike. There's a difference. You see, to become childish is to act immature. To be childlike is to have a willingness to listen and to learn. There are too many Christians who are spiritually babies. They won't grow up. You have to feed them and milk all the time. That's not a good sign. Look at Hebrews chapter 5, 11 through 14. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14.
Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing.
Paul is writing, or the writer of Hebrew writing to the church of Christ in Judea, people to whom the book of Hebrew was written. He said, I have many things to say.
And hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing.
I find it difficult discussing them with you. You are dull of hearing. Read on.
For when the time ye ought to be teachers.
What he's saying, by this time you should reach progress, mature, grow. That you should be teaching. You didn't know that Christ has that expectation of you. Every one of us, as country people, I say every God one of us. Christ expects us to grow to where we can teach others. And that's what the inspired writer is here saying. That when you are to be
teachers, ye have need that one teach you again.
The opposite happens with you. You still need that somebody continue to teach you. But by this time, God expects that you grow and mature and progress. That you would be teaching others, bringing them to Christ. Remember, the book of Hebrews was not written to church leaders. Remember that. Truly. It was written to the general Christian population in Judea. And here it is telling you when you are to be Paul, who expect me to be teacher? God expect you to reach the point you would have grown, brothers or sister, to where you can teach and are teaching and are leading others to Christ. What he said,
ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
You get what I get? It's not only that you need teacher, but notice where the teacher need to start with you. The same thing that you were taught when you became a Christian. Where he said the first principle of the oracles of God. The teacher need to start. You have been a Christian for some time, you know. And the Almighty God, that's the perspective from which the writer, the holy, the inspired writer is writing. That the teacher have to start at the beginning with you. But my God, you obey those first principles years ago. Who looking into your life? God. And see that you are retarded. Because this is not talk about the inspired writer expectation. God expectation is being expressed through him. That when you are to be teachers, you still have the need that someone teach you the rudiment of the first principle of the oracles of God. What verse are you, brother? Read on.
And are become such as have need of milk, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
You notice again, in the word of righteousness. That's talking about the teaching of the Bible. The Almighty God expects every one of us to. That's why we keep saying that every time you or I miss, be it a Wednesday night Bible study lesson, a Sunday night lesson, you are missing out on things that God wants you to learn. You are never the better by missing any sermon. That's right. And that's why many Christians do not grow. And here the writer, that verse you have just read,
for everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
Wait, you get the objective here? God expect every one of us to be skillful in the word of righteousness. Read on.
For he is a baby, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age.
What he talk about strong meat, it's not the steak you have waiting for you when you go home today. Strong meat here is mature teaching. You need to grow. God didn't want you or me to just become a Christian and we come to church once a week when we feel and we learn what we can. And for the next 20 or 50 or 60 years, we are ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know why? because if you do not use up the truth that you have learned, it does not become yours. It is as you use it up, it becomes a part of you. What verse 14 says?
But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use... By reason of use.
Somebody didn't hear that. By what?
By reason of use.
You see, brother, we are to use the gospel. We are to use it to enlighten men and women. People don't know. It's one thing to be religious. It's another thing to be a Christian. It takes, God is depending on you and me to help people understand the difference between being a church member and being a Christian. We become Christian when we obey the truth of the gospel. We become church members when we obey any religious dogma that is out there. As I close, in the passage of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12 through 15, it is an encouragement for Christian to grow. We are closing the lesson now. Let us hear that passage.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
For the building up of the body of Christ. For the, you notice here, we don't start from where we should start, but we won't worry over that. The apostles, the prophet, the preachers, the elders are placed in the church to perfect the saints. Brother Mitchell, use another word other than perfect. To equip the saints. That is the general church population, the saints, brothers and sisters, to equip them. The saints, having been equipped, having been properly taught with the doctrine of Jesus Christ, with the pure truth, then the saints become involved in ministry. As one church leader rightly says, there might be one minister in the church, but many ministry. That's right. So once you are equipped, God expects you to engage, to become active in the different ministries in the church. That's how you help lead men and women to Christ. That's why the Bible talks about building up of the body of Christ. And if it used the word edifying of the body, it means the same thing. Have you lost the wonder? A childlike Christian do not lose the wonder and excitement. There is always that type of glad expectancy while not looking for miracle. What word did you use, Brother Mitchell? Glad expectancy. Where you are, you know that when you participate in either teaching God's word, learning more at Bible study, Sunday school, from sermon, you always come with that glad expectancy because Christ always will have something for you. It doesn't have to be miracle because Jesus Christ is still working. But he does not always work through miracle. He works providentially. He works behind the scene. Being a true child of God is more than just attending church once or twice a week. Truth you learn at worship, God expects you to find ways to use it out there. Have you lost the wonder? Christ has not changed. And we can say from this pulpit, the truth that is preached has not changed. Have you lost the wonder? Remember the passage in Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. That which they have lost, they were encouraged to go and find it. If you have lost the wonder, take a second grip on Christ and the truth. Respect for the truth, love for the truth. The communion should not be a monotonous thing. It should be a new experience every Sunday. That's right. When a song that we sung last week is sung this week again, it should be a new experience. May God help us. If you are here today, you are not a child of God, you can come, let Jesus Christ start preparing you for the ultimate. Preparing you for that day. There is a day of judgment coming. That is that final day when the Almighty God will beckon to us to reflect on how we have used ourselves in this life, how we have used ourselves in respect to the gospel of Christ, which says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ is still full of wonder. He's still wonderful. The gospel is. The church of Christ is. Have you lost the wonder? We are going to stand and sing if you're here today as a man or woman who you have been planning to become a Christian. We are saying stop planning, just do it now. Because Christ is ready to welcome you into his family. Through hearing the truth, believing it and believing in Christ, repenting of your sin, confessing Christ's name, and getting baptized. If you're a child of God who has strayed, grown weak, taking Christ, Christianity, the church, and the gospel for granted, there is no better time to recommit your life to Christ than now. Let us stand, and as we sing, you can step forward, giving your life to Christ. 446.